You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Welcome back. That's right, we're back. Second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. And in case you forgot, or in case you're just tuning in to the second hour, let me tell you who the players are today in the studio. We have my lovely, love, and I mean beautiful wife, who puts up with me all the time, Lynn Golder, my co-host.
I'm here, and Tom Ashley said it was like being home in his house.
There you go.
The arguing in between the breaks.
And let me talk about
during the breaks.
My other co-host.
Yeah.
His name, I sometimes forget, but sometimes
you
do? I don't know. Sometimes I do.
Maybe
but anyway,
purpose.
My buddy there, Gary Sinclair.
Hello, hello.
Co-host.
Back again.
Yeah, that's right. And then we have the young man from the bus company called Lynx Transportation
that's
Company.
Right.
And he happens to be the COO.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Tom.
O-O-O.
His name is Tom Stringer. You know what COO stands for? Chief Operator. That's right. Right. He's the operator. That's right. He runs behind the buses. And he tells them what to do.
And by the way,
is that funny?
That's good.
Anybody's wondering, it was a little bit odd in the first hour. We were talking about buses, and all of a sudden we went to Denmark. It's because we had a little time difference glitch there, and we said, you know what? And Tom was a good sport, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
And we said, Tom, we're going to go to Denmark for a little while, and then we'll come back to Orlando.
I have to introduce
worldwide show.
There
Chris
you go.
Shaw. I have to introduce Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
I'm good with you this time. How you doing?
You're so quiet tonight, Chris.
It's busy over here.
It's
busy over here.
You mean in the back outside?
All over.
Yeah.
By the phone number to call in if you want to call in, 407-894-1680. Now, you can call in. And you can speak your mind about anything. If you are in St. Louis on 1010 AM or 104.5, if you are in Tulsa, Oklahoma, if you are in Philadelphia, if you are in, let's just say, Little Rock, Arkansas, that's right. If anywhere you are in this country, in Canada, you can call in 407-894-1680. Now I want to hear a little bit from COO Tom.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay. No, it's great to be here.
We're glad to have you.
You know, in the first hour, we talked about how we're migrating to our mobility management model for the provision of transportation services with Access Lynx. And so as we enter this phase, we're moving into our phase two right now, and that entails how can we best transition customers from just solely using the Access Lynx service to using fixed route services as part of their trips, because we know that not all trips have to be exclusively on Access Lynx. So some customers may want to take the opportunity to utilize the fixed route services, or maybe Sunrail as part of their journey in making the trip. So that's an exciting phase. We want to travel train folks who want to learn how to ride the fixed route services. And just think about it, the fixed route bus runs throughout the day on a set schedule, and it provides that freedom of mobility, and that's what we're looking for. So as the service grows, there are some customers that say, you know, I may want the freedom of just getting out there and taking the fixed route and traveling around the Metro Orlando area and not necessarily solely relying on the Access Lynx program. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to navigate fixed route services for some of my trips. And so we're providing that type of training for individuals that call us and say, hey, you know, I just want to travel on fixed route. I want to learn how to use the bus. Some folks may not know how to use our fixed route services. That could include schedule reading, how to get to a bus stop, using our mobile applications to see when the bus arrives. So with the unleashing of a lot of our mobile applications, we're putting transportation and mobility in the end user, in the hands of the user.
I have to interrupt you, Tom.
Sure.
I have a question for you. Most cities of the country have just fixed routes, New York, Philadelphia, most major cities. How come you're so great in Orlando, where you would go to the people's homes and pick up at the restaurants and take them to their homes or whatever it may be? How come Lynx, I mean, no, they're great, but how come they do that?
Well, I'll share this with you. If a public transportation system is operating fixed routes, by law, there has to be a complementary paratransit or mobility services as well. So in New York, there is a form of access links. There is a paratransit operation in New York. It's just New York has so much transportation.
You never noticed that. I've never some noticed folks don't you, notice Michael, it. Now, did you ever notice
that? You'll see the little vans in New York. Okay. They're operated by many different companies. Yeah. MV also provides New York. There's Maggie's Transportation. So there are different companies that provide the service in New York and large cities. But because they are rail and bus and so much service, many of the citizens have learned how to navigate the fixed route service. So that's what we're trying to look towards doing in our phase two here as well.
And Tom, isn't that with the ADA?
Yes.
ADA is the big push in that, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Americans with Disabilities Act, there's a requirement that any system that is providing fixed route must provide the complementary paratransit services as well for citizens ADA. Who are not able to do that.
Tom, you have a caller for you. This is for Tom, right? Okay, Tom, take it away.
Okay, thank you.
Tom's going to read
Trish
it.
From Daytona Beach, Florida. Trish, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. I have a question, Tom, about Lynx, because I use Lynx when I'm over there a lot, and it's great. You guys do a wonderful job. I understand that you have incorporated Uber into your program. Is that true? And if so, how is that working out, and how does that work?
Uber has not started with us yet, but Lyft has provided. Lyft is part of our TNC program. We're finalizing the final steps on that, but Lyft is providing services. And so for customers who, again, as we move to the mobility management model, we realize that not all trips require the large paratransit van. So in order to schedule a Lyft trip, our staff is identifying customers who want to opt in and utilize the TNC program. And Lyft is just a part of our greater TNC Transportation Network Company program. So for a trip that is conducive to an individual that doesn't necessarily have to use the Access Links van or paratransit vehicle, a customer, we will schedule that trip and send a taxi or a Lyft vehicle, but we do the scheduling on our end to provide that trip. And so we try to minimize the distance, trip distance, because again, our costs are exorbitant for the one-way trip. So we're managing by miles and identifying which provider can provide the most economical trip and still meet the needs of the customer.
So can a customer request Lyft if they call in as their ride, if they want it?
If the person meets the objective, absolutely. Customer could say, you know, the Lyft might be better for me to utilize. And we manage that on our end to determine, is this a group trip, individual trip? Can we send the Lyft vehicle for that customer as well, or another alternative transportation network company as well? But yes, if we've identified a customer and the customer wants to opt in, absolutely.
Okay, and the reason I'm asking is because I live in Volusia County, so we use Votran, and I'm always trying to come up with ideas to help us here in Volusia County, so that's why I was asking you how it works. How does it work with Lyft as far as the safety and the insurance and all that? How do you guys work that part out?
We have insurance requirements that they must have, and you know, Lyft also has an individual trip. They have insurance as well for each trip, but we also, because that customer stands in our shoes, we make sure that we're working with their Lyft leaders to determine exactly, and I put this inside their contracts, that they have to do training, whether it's webinars or in person for their employees and their individual contractors. They have to show a training component that addresses the passenger sensitivity and accessibility, and that's exactly what we're doing with them. So it's very intensive. You were on the phone with Lyft. We have a contact. The key is having a contact in the Lyft regional and the Lyft offices that is working with you at the agency.
Well, thank you, Trish, for calling in. We're going to be going to break in 1 minute.
We're going to break?
No, not yet. In 1 minute, so Tom can finish up his thought.
Can I just ask one more thing?
Quickly.
Is the training that the Lyft drivers get, is it the same as what your regular Lynx drivers get that drive the vans and everything? Is it the same type of training?
Their training has to mirror our shoes, so they have to tell us that they are providing that type of training for their drivers. And we do the spot checks with the vehicle. Just this Friday, we've had a vehicle come over, and we look at the driver and the vehicle and make sure that the vehicle is meeting the needs of the customer, okay. And it's clean. So, yes, we do
awesome,
that.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much for your
questions.
Time, and very I appreciate good. Answering all my questions.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling, Trish.
That was great.
Thank you
welcome.
For calling in. Thank you,
Trish.
Very much for
Have
calling
a good night,
in.
Guys. You too. Okay. Thank you for listening. All right, we're going to go
we're
to break.
Break.
And
stay
then our
tuned
guest
for Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser, takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. And right now, we have a guest calling in. I hope you heard of a great company called NIB, National Industries for the Blind. That's right. Billy Parker's coming on, and he is the main man. He's the program director in charge of the employment services.
Hi, Billy.
Billy Parker.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how you doing, Billy?
Doing great.
Good. I want to hear more about NIB.
You got it. Hey, well, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. Well, let me just kind of start off and give you a mission of what we do. NIB, our mission is to enhance opportunities for economic and personal independence of people who are blind, primarily through creating, sustaining, and improving employment. So that's our focus. So our main goal is employment for individuals who are blind, and we do it in a variety of different ways. We work with over 100 nonprofits around the country. and currently have around 5,800 people employed through these agencies in various different types of jobs. So that's our focus, and we have a lot of different programs I look forward to talking further about. Our main goal is to place talent with jobs, so hopefully we can do that tonight.
And you're calling in from Alexandria, Virginia?
That's correct.
Okay, just want to make sure I got it right on the monitor.
So tell us about employment, because I know there's a lot of folks out there who are looking for employment.
Sure, no, absolutely. So, you know, what we face quite a bit is knowing that there's a lot of talent. I work with unbelievable people every day that call in or email or are looking for opportunities, and we know the talent's there, but also talk with a lot of companies every day. They're also looking for talent and saying it's a challenge to find people for positions, which is frustrating for both parties. So what, you know, one of my primary roles is to connect those dots, to connect the employer, the employee. So we've got some specific areas we're looking at. One, we work with the Department of Defense, and we have been working on a program called Contract Management Support. We've been doing for a number of years now that really focuses on closing contracts for the Department of Defense, and it has a great career track to it. So right now we've about to have around 165 people employed on that contract and looking to employ more. There are opportunities currently in Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, in this particular career field. So that's one thing I know we have right now that we're looking for and anxious to hire for.
Well, here's my question.
Pennsylvania and Florida, I'd like to know more about that.
Wait one second. Right now you're saying, but you always have things coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, so we have some contracts ongoing right now. We have some potential contracts coming up. So we're definitely looking for some individuals that might fit that qualification in applying. So on our website at nib.org, you could definitely find more information about our contract management support, and also feel free to contact me directly as well at nibess.info@nib.org.
Yeah, we're going to discuss much more of that, where they can contact. But here's what I understand. Great. You tell me if I'm right or am I wrong. There's a lot of places outside, we'll call them A. They have jobs available, but they are looking for someone who's visually impaired and blind. But they don't have enough jobs. I mean, they have the jobs, but they don't have the people. Then you have the people who are looking for jobs, but they don't know about A. And that's where I'm going to say you come in, because you're going to be the mediator, and you're going to be the person where they call you and they say, right now, what do you have available? And you might say, well, right now I have got this available. But if they don't like that particular thing right now, maybe they can go back next month and find out something they do like, because you're always coming up with new things. Is that right or am I wrong?
No, absolutely, Mark. You're right on target with that. We also, one thing we do, and I would definitely encourage people to do, is reach out to us. We run a job alert system. So on our job alert, if you're interested in getting on our basically email to get any updates on jobs we have available that may be coming up, or we know that we have, we could put you on this list, because sometimes these contracts happen very quickly. You know, we may get a contract and say we need 40 people within, you know, a month in a particular area, and then we need to get those people very quickly. So it's important to have that pool of talent ready for when those opportunities present themselves. So being on an alert or job alert like that would be really helpful. And you're correct. You know, I talk to people, and you know, a lot of times I don't have that opportunity right off the bat, but more I get to know the individual and who they are, their skills, what they're looking to do. When I do meet that employer, I'll know that person, and you know, they stick right out to me, and I know I can connect them with that business very quickly.
So what we're
I really
saying,
have to get to know that person.
So what we're saying, Billy, these people who are looking for positions, they're looking for jobs. That means they have to be somewhat aggressive, because then they have to be picking up the phone and calling you and asking for, what do you got available now? And then if you don't have anything available, then they could say, well, I'll call back next month. So the point that I'm saying, they have to be aggressive and they have to pick up the phone. And by the way, all this that we're talking about is on our website. Is that right, Lynn? It's all on our website.
Yes,
about
it is.
Where to call. And don't forget, when you call, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This way Billy will know it's coming from our radio show.
It's on the advertiser page and it's on the resource page. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah, definitely mention that. It's really helpful for us to know where we're getting the referrals from as they come in. So that's very helpful.
Bill, This is Gary. I just want to let you know, last week we had a very interesting show, which was the Veterans or Memorial Day show. And we brought up, we had one of the men from the BVA, the head honchos. And
well, he's so, actually the director.
Director. He's publicizing out in all our newsletters now about you, because so many vets, blinded veterans out there say they can't find
Lynn
work.
Lynn sent him a whole big thing about it, and Lynn's been talking to him, and it seems to be a lot of soldiers calling you folks very soon.
And sailors.
Yep.
Yeah, and we do. We have a great relationship with BVA. Actually, funny enough, they're just a few blocks down the street from us.
Oh, cool.
So we have an individual in my department that works directly with veterans and has a really good relationship.
Very
with
good.
Well.
That's good news.
So it's a team effort, as you guys know. It's really partnerships, working together, sharing information that really makes us successful.
Well, tell us more.
Sure. You know, I know your advice is right on, Michael, with you have to be somewhat aggressive, because I do. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of calls. If you call once and we have one brief conversation, you know, it's important to follow up and do more. But one thing I would definitely kind of like to share a little bit is what we're looking for and what you can do and individuals can do so they're ready when the jobs are offered. Definitely work on those computer skills and assistive technology skills. Quite often we're running in situations where when we do have the jobs available, if someone hasn't been working for a while, maybe they're, you know, if you don't use those computer skills, you know, they're not quite as sharp as they were. So it's very important to stay on top of that, keep your training going, working on getting additional training on assistive technology through book rehab, whatever resource you have available, because that's going to be really key. Keep that resume also up to date. Now, I talk a lot of individuals who either don't have a resume or if they have one, it's really old and it's not up to speed. So make sure that resume is sharp. You know, something we can give some advice on or tips if needed. But those two things are the two biggest areas you can work on. So when the opportunities do present themselves, you're ready to go.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's some more. I want to know more and more and more, because the difference is we have so many people who out there that need your help, that needs NIB's help, looking for a job.
Bill, what's the cost factor of you helping find a job for them?
So that's what's great about our program. We're a nonprofit, so the cost is free to the individuals. It's our mission. It's our focus. Everything to the candidate is free.
We run
two or three different training programs. The one I mentioned in the contract management support, which is training through the Department of Defense, absolutely free to the individual. We also working on a cybersecurity training, which works on getting individuals CompTIA certifications and getting more in that computer field. That's completely free to the individuals. Okay. They just have to meet the requirements.
And I do recall you help relocate people too. Is that correct?
We don't get as much in the relocation. So our agencies may support relocation.
Uh-huh.
So most of the jobs are actually the individuals employed through maybe one of our associated agencies.
Okay.
And those associated agencies may help the individual in relocation.
Okay.
What's great is our partnership with also Vic Rehab, because there's opportunities where they can also provide support and relocation for their consumer, which they get to close a case. There's a job. There's an opportunity. It's a win-win on both sides.
Can you give us an example? You said you have over 100 agencies around the country. Can you name a few just to give us an idea for people around the
country?
Sure. People are all over the country listening.
Sure. I know you guys are very familiar with Central Florida Lighthouse for the Blind. They're tremendous. Have a lot of opportunities. Seattle Lighthouse for the Blind. There's also a number in Texas that we have. East Texas Lighthouse, who's really taken a real leap forward in developing one of our newest programs called Promote, Professional Mastery of Office Technology for Employment, where they're doing a four-week course on getting individuals advanced skills on assistive technology. So San Antonio Lighthouse for the Blind, you name it, we more than likely have an agency in your state or in your area.
How about St. Louis, Philadelphia, those two cities? How
about? Yep. So in the Pennsylvania area, we definitely have, there's an organization called Vision Corps, which is based in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and has a lot of opportunities in Philadelphia. That's where a lot of our government contracts are, and they do a great job with that. And I don't think we have anything in St. Louis right now. But, you know, we do have some things that could be in the surrounding areas. And oftentimes we may have an agency that has a contract that's in a different state, but they may have the contract in that state.
Right.
So there should or could be some connection there as well.
Are those listed on your website? The different
satellites? A lot of the opportunities would be listed through our website if you go to the career opportunities. And that goes to a website called Career Connect, which you can link to through our training and employment site through nib.org. But also, you know, definitely getting on that job alert list would be great. That way it's more accurate and they'll get it quickly. So if they forget to go check, which, you know, we all do sometimes look for opportunities, they can get it very quickly. So it would be really important to get on that job alert list.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming with us today. We're going to definitely have you back.
Of course.
And know more about NIB.
Love you.
Just go to nib.org and get more information.
That sounds great. Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Sure thing.
Great talk to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Billy. Have a good night. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And listen, folks, anything you want to know about NIB, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll tell you the phone number. It's all there. You can call them up and speak to Billy or any of the people there. And don't forget to say you heard a Blind and Beyond radio show. Certainly would appreciate it.
Michael, what? I just want to remind everybody you haven't spoken about Aflac. I know you don't want to go to the quack quack, but...
I'll do it. Quack.
There you go. Tell everybody about Aflac, short-term disability insurance.
Well, most people don't even understand, including me,
about
the things what Aflac does and can do.
Right.
You know, you're talking about if you get sick. Listen to this. If you get sick, whether you have insurance or not, if you have an Aflac, they pay you money. They give you money. 24 hours after you're sick, boom, they call you and they send you a check. That's right. They wire the funds to you. Besides that, if you have insurance, they still give you money. It has nothing to do with the insurance company. So it's a great thing to have, whether you're hurt, not hurt. Aflac has many, many things, and they'll be on a few weeks. And they'll tell you more when they're on.
That's right.
Because I love the two of them. A great couple, Juan and his wife, Genevieve. They are fantastic people. And they will talk to you about all their different services and all the things that they do. And Aflac's great.
Yeah,
and my son that has that in business as far as Aflac.
Right. Let me just give their website in case you're interested. It's just theonewhocares.com. That's all it is. onewhocares.com or call them 407-476-7282.
Can I go to trivia?
We're going to break in 2 minutes, but yes, it's okay.
Okay, we're going to do a trip.
It's going to go to break, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We're going to go to the break. When we come back,
we've
got a trivia, and it's a song. Okay? And it was a big song.
A song.
So we come back. We're going to do trivia. Okay? Go to break. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection. So both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
National Braille Press supports a lifetime of opportunity for blind children through Braille literacy and provides access to information that empowers blind people to actively engage in work, family, and community affairs. As a Braille publisher, NBP offers a large variety of Braille book publications for its adult audience. Everything from literature, poetry, and quotation collections to books on how to use technology. NBP technology books are written by blind authors for blind tech users. Android, Apple, Windows, and more on computer and device how-tos. You can become an expert. Don't let technology be a wall, but become part of the digital world. For more information about National Braille Press, visit nbp.org or call 617-266-6160.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paul Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Hi, remember me? This is Gary. Once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. You just can't beat that. And we have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And now we have a catering for you and your parties. So call your local Sonny's Barbecue today. And don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. So go to our website today. That's sunnysbbq.com. That's spelled sunnysbbq.com.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Hope you're still there. Are you there? Hope you're there. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Michael?
You want to do that?
Oh, yes.
PSA?
I do. I wrote it down. Okay, this is just a local yokel PSA, so the rest of the country, I guess you won't be coming. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody that the NFB chapter, the Orlando chapter, will be meeting Saturday, June 16th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And where? They'll be at the Lighthouse Central Florida on New Hampshire. So that's June 16th. 11 to 1, and go hang out with the NFB Orlando chapter.
And by the way, folks, wherever you are, if you have a PSA, if you have something happening in your vision-impaired blind community,
write to us
at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to us or call us and let us know so we can put it on the air.
Right.
All right, this radio show is for you.
I'm getting waved at.
Okay, wait, we have a caller calling
you? Oh, no, Gary's bus is outside already.
Oh, he's afraid.
Kind of early. okay, we're going to trivia right now. Okay. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. This is trivia. Who is singing this song?
My God, I'm sticking to my God like a
Okay, so who is singing that song? Okay, that was a number, I think, I don't know if it's number one, but it was top 10, and everybody pretty much knows that song. That was a big song. Who is singing it? Anybody know? 407-894-1680. And by the way, I want to take people from non-Florida first. If anybody's on the line right now out there in Florida, they can hold. I want someone out of Florida calling first. Let's give people a chance out of the state of Florida.
I just thought of something. Tom, do you think the driver was early because you were here?
I have.
That's why we played the music.
Performance is critical. That's right.
Yeah, we played the music a little longer for that because of that.
Is everybody on the line right now?
He's taking calls, Michael.
Okay. 407-894-1680. I want to take calls out of Florida first.
I don't know if Chris,
so if anybody's on the line, I want to take someone first from Florida. They can hold on that line if they're from Florida. I want to hear somebody out of the state of Florida to see if they know who is singing that song. 407-894-1680. Big song. You know that song, Tom?
Chris, he's only taking out of state right now.
First. They can hold. If nobody else calls in the next couple of minutes, we'll take the call
Orlando
from them.
Well, you know Orlando's very fast, right, but, and they're good with songs.
But they can hold whoever that is. Who's on hold?
I don't know.
They can hold. I want someone out of the state of Florida.
Do you know it, Gary?
I know the song, but I like some of the people said that they don't know the songs. I know the song, but I don't know who.
I'm the same way.
I'm good at trivia questions better than music.
This was a monster song. The person had a couple hits. Who was singing the song?
Oh, well, we're doing this. It's vacation time, and people are traveling, and we do not want you to miss our show at all. All you have to do is call 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057. We're going to say that famous word again tonight. It's for free.
No, but that just... You listen. You can't talk.
Listen only.
You can listen only. And it goes right here to the studio.
Okay? All right. Okay, so first, let me be the first to say good evening. I know it's been a while since y'all heard my voice.
Yes.
Listen. Secondly, Mike, I'm proud of you for allowing that song to play for a little bit longer. Normally, it'll be like 10 seconds and it's over with.
Uh-huh. And we never get to enjoy the music.
Right. So
if it's something he likes...
It'll keep going.
Yeah.
Then thirdly, the three callers that we had to call in all from in-state, so I told them give me 3 minutes, and then if we don't get anybody from out of state to give us a call back. So, all right.
How many minutes we got left?
We're starting now.
Oh, another 3 minutes. Okay.
So let's talk to Tom some more.
Well, Tom, I have something for you. A lot of people don't know the fact of, all right, we either pay a $4 fee to and coming back round trip, or it's lower depending on your income, correct?
Yes, for our transportation, well, the fixed route.
Speaking into the mic a little bit.
I'm sorry, the fixed route fee is set, and then you have the access links fee, which would generally be half of that. Now, some fees are adjusted for our transportation disadvantaged community based upon distance and zone. So.
But my thing is we all know the operations of the system costs a lot more. They can't cover a cost at $4 a trip either.
They subsidize it. I can figure that one out.
Yeah, well, who does it?
The government.
ADA.
Absolutely. It's an essential service that's provided. It's so that because we have to provide those services, you know, transportation jurisdictions and communities and county governments and state governments are absorbing those costs to provide the essential service that is required. So we are, you know, the true fully allocated cost for a one-way trip is upwards of close to $40.
Yep.
So if a customer had to pay that would be cost prohibitive. So in terms of providing the service, you know, all transportation services are subsidized. We know that whether it's fixed route or paratransit services, the customer is not paying the full cost for the ride in general. So, you know, federal government, local government, state governments, because public transportation is an essential service and a need, and it provides access to mobility, jobs, quality of life, it is an essential service that must be provided. So,
and if anybody has any last minute questions for Tom, please call in. You know the number. If you don't, it's 407-894-1680.
Anybody in line right now?
He's on the phone. Chris is on the phone.
Okay, this is the last time for anybody in non-Florida. Otherwise, we'll take Florida people.
And I would like people to know that they can call in, even if you live in somewhere else in the country.
Well, I understand we had three callers, but they were all from Florida.
You're talking about trivia.
Well, I'm talking about trivia right now, yes.
And we want, if I may, we want our customers to definitely download that Lynx Paw Pass. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to have your fares stored. It saves from having to carry cash and your stored value on your Lynx Paw Pass. That is big. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And our bus tracker, we want our customers to make use of our mobile applications. Again, it puts the service right in the hand of the customer and the end user. And sometimes you don't have to make that phone call when you have access to that information right from your mobile device. Right.
Well, I got a quick one for you real quick. What if you don't have cash and you're taking Lyft, but you got tickets? Are they accepted?
Yes, not necessarily with Lyft, but with our Mir services and our other TNCs, we are using the tickets. They are accepted.
Mir services, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So you don't have to have the cash when you go in the cab.
They do take the tickets.
All right, anybody on the line?
What's going on, Chris?
Chris.
He's quiet.
He's on the phone, okay. Michael.
We'll take anybody now. Long enough. I gave the rest of the country time to call in. So anybody's on the line right now? We'll take them. And if those three people who call, they can call in now.
They say hello.
Okay. All right. Here we go. There we go. All right. So I'm back. All the way from the city of Richmond, Virginia.
Oh.
First time caller.
Very good.
Calling in. My brother, Art. Art, how you doing?
Hi, Art.
Hey, Art.
Hello, Art.
Richmond, Virginia.
I'm doing just fine.
How'd you learn about the show?
Art.
I seen it on Facebook. Someone was advertising it on Facebook.
There you go.
All righty. Good.
So are you vision impaired? That's a normal question.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I just wanted to know that. So tell me something. You called for trivia?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so who is singing that song?
Mary Wells.
There you go.
All right, yay.
That's 100% right. Mary Wells. You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
So you get $10 gift cards. And you're getting, since a first-time caller, you're getting a free bracelet. It says Blind and Beyond Radio Show on it. I wear it every day.
It's
my
raised.
Blind and Beyond Radio.
The letters are raised, so you can feel it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's great.
We'll send it out to you, and thanks for listening to
Pass
the show.
Pass the word and keep calling in.
And it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank good you thing. For calling in. Keep on listening. Hope you like the show.
Keep Chris's address.
Okay. Bye.
Hang on for Chris. He'll get your address.
All right. So with that win, now we have our other caller calling in all the way from Gotha, Florida.
Gotha.
First time caller, and
Ooh.
It's a young caller.
Okay.
Caller, you are on the air. Michaela?
Michaela. Hello, Michaela.
Hi. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you.
How did you learn about the show, Michaela?
Can you repeat the question, please?
How did you find out about the show, the radio show, our show?
Oh, I was actually driving by and I saw the big event going on.
Oh, okay. You hear what she said? The big event outside.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
So she saw all the stars in light.
There you go. Okay.
Which is Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's right. That's right.
So were you calling in reference to the trivia?
What did you say?
Were you calling in reference to the trivia song?
Yes, I was.
All right, since you called your first time caller, I'm going to ask you a question and see if you know this.
Okay.
Mary Wells had two big records. She had a lot of them, but two big ones. One was called My Guy, which was that one. Do you know the other song she had that was big?
No.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. What's it called when you throw a punch at someone? What's it called?
When you throw a what?
If you take your hand and you hit someone.
A hit?
Well, no, but I gave you a hint, big one. I just said it to you.
An assault. No. That's what we call it.
Well, you we punch can still him. Send you her a bracelet. Them. We'll send her a bracelet.
The punch.
She doesn't know my
You don't know
she
what I'm talking
about?
Okay.
Yeah.
The song that she had was a big top 10 record, You Beat Me to the Punch.
Wow.
Okay. There was somebody in the background. That was cute. Well, we'll send you a bracelet if
we'll
you give Chris your address, okay, honey?
All right.
And you listen again, and I want to make some other songs if you...
That's right.
And you call in, and you're going to win yourself in Florida, you can win yourself Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, $10. Call in next Sunday.
Yep, call in next Sunday.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. Keep going.
Okay.
Make your address down, and we'll send her a nice, beautiful bracelet. Thank you.
All right. So I think we're going to break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Okay.
I don't hear the castanets.
I don't hear no castanets.
There you go.
There we go.
When we come back, I'll tell you who's coming on next week. World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser. Takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser. Bosser, if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Hope you look at our web. Get a chance, please do. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, it's just put in front Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Want to thank you for listening to the show today. I sure want to thank Tom Stringer. He's right to my left of me right now. I want to thank him so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I want to thank his companies for sponsoring this radio show, because let's face it, without people like Tom and his radio show, his company called Lynx Bus, there would be no radio show, because don't forget, we're a nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit radio show, and the show runs on sponsorships and advertising. And it's people like Lynx who help this radio show stay on the air. And Lynx helps us to give the show to you. So we want to thank Tom, and want to thank his company, because without that, we wouldn't have a radio show. And I want to thank Tom, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Tom.
And thank you, and I want to thank you all for having me here, because it allows us to really reach out to the community and see what some of our challenges are and how we can improve our service. Okay. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
Great thing.
And Gary?
Yes.
I want to thank you for coming on there.
Of course.
And Lynn? Okay. I want to thank you. And Chris Shaw?
Yes, sir.
Fabulous job as always.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, can I get an update real quick? 36-42. Okay. Golden State.
And let me give my update, please. Next week, co-host Sheila Young will be our guest host. Kyle Johnson, VP of Chief Sales and Marketing Officer at Lighthouse Central Florida, will be our guest host. And we have guest caller Debbie Budzinski calling in. And Debbie is the founder of Lids for Kids with Cancer. And she makes hats for children with cancer and sends them to all the hospitals. We also have our guest caller, Brian McDonald, who is the president of the National Braille Press, calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. Holy cow, that's some list. Another packed show. Yes, Chris?
Yeah, no problem. I'll be here.
I said to Sheila, this might need to be a three-hour show next week.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Alrighty. Well,
thank you so much. Stay
another
well.
Week. Another
thank
week.
You for listening. Be safe.
Talk to you. Thank Stay you. Well. God bless you all.
Good night. Good night.
Have Bye-bye. A great night.
Good night.
Sing up our end.